home visit, Danny. Now I remember nothing of Danny, but the smudge of freckles that hovered above his upper lip, that constellation, an incongruous mustache on his schoolboy face. Of his parents, even less. The bite of his father's heels into the gravel drive, the camphor on his mother's hands. But no, here are Danny's hands too, his little fist wrapped around the quivering vibrissae of some stray cat, how he slipped the scissors open and shut, then bent to kiss the stumps, the slide of their needle pricks against his cheeks. Not a real memory, but a scene I've watched through his parents' retelling, the details just short of Danny's own version, where his mother observes the small drama, says nothing, locks him in the pantry, long enough that he tries opening tins with his teeth, names the two spiders curled dead on the shelf, even prays a little, silently, after his voice dries up.